Kedvach. Last week we started Shin Pei Sif Aleph. Hopefully we'll finish that as well as Sif Beis, and hopefully maybe we'll have time even for Sif Gimel. Just a recap, last week we discussed that if someone tells his friend, Christ Susi, he has to say Vihi Potter. He must tell him Vihi Potter in order to be Potter. If I tell you to rip my clothing or break my barrel and you go ahead and do it, if I don't say Vihi Potter, you're going to be Chayiv. Only if I say Vihi Potter, it will be Potter. And even if you're Potter, we said, you still live in Isav Baal Tashkes, Zachrenim point out. The only Potter means B'din Yodim, you're Potter to him, but you're still going to have a Chayiv Baal Tashkes, Al Siyaveri that you did. Machabe says that that's only if it was Baal Yodim B'tei Shmir, if he already had a B'tei Shmir, but if he didn't have a B'tei Shmir, if he went over to him initially and he told him, Kras Ksusi, then, even without saying Vihi Potter, he'll be Potter. It's only if he came B'tei Shmir that he already had this obligation, Mitzad the Shmir, and then he tells him, Kras Ksusi, that's when you're going to have this chiluk between Vihi Potter and not. And we explained two pshatim. One with the ksais is that really Kras Ksusi doesn't imply a Potter. So if you stam do it, so you're Potter because of a different reason, not because of a mechila, but the reason why you're Potter is because of its mazik b'shus, Mashain Kane. Where you're already a shemer on it, you have a chivat shmir, and we said the rishonim on that mashma like that. It's a chilik in what is licked in the words of kras ksusi. If you're already a shemer, then I didn't bother. I don't care about it. I told you kras ksusi, but the rishus doesn't imply mechila because I know I'm covered that I have your chiv shmir on him. If I go over to lechachila and tell you kras ksusi, then nechanami, then you'd be chayiv lechatchila. Since I don't have this chiyuv shmira on you, so if I tell you kras ksusi, it's in nichlal in this lashon, it's nichlal already a p'tur of a mechila. Means the bottom line, it's mechila just ventzach when it is. If you're a shema, it doesn't imply a mechila. If you're not a shema, it does imply a mechila. But either case, we said you're still loy v'nisav bal tashkes. All right, Yitzchok asked last week that what happens when a guy is a shaman, I tell him kras ksusi, so Mechabe says reze chai vafa pishe risheo lahashkes. So we didn't understand. He said, like, you can have cases that the guy doesn't want the item. He gave him faket, a shlichis, go burn the item, go ruin the item, go rip up the item. Why all of a sudden, why does it say over here that you're going to be chayiv l'chayiv, I'm making you a shlich to rip? What's the svara? So Pashas is obviously I wasn't doing that, but what do you do for those of Fanim that I was? So Grada I Baruch Hashem, I saw that there's a Morcha and a Gois Maimini, and the Yom Shalem would bring it down as well, that Ena Chanami, that if you raise Ena Adayin, if you could be Toilah, that he needed the Kriya, let's say it was by a Shema, and I call him up, I say, do me a favor, I need a garment, I have to make a garment out of it, so take this material and cut it up into six pieces, and the guy does him a favor and cuts him six pieces, he can't tell you later on, oh, you're a mazik, because I didn't say vipot, I just instructed you to cut. So I've added that, is understood that since the Bailam needed the Kriya, he was doing a Kadeh La Saisa Bimida, so Shutzara Chavadi is going to be Potter. What we're talking about is in a normal case, we have no reason to believe that the owner needed this Kriya, so then we say that just saying Kras Ksusi never implies a Ptur, he's already a Shema and he's going to be Chayef. But in a Chanami, if you'll have a good Tliya Avada B'chay Gamna, you're going to be Potter. Alright, we're up to the Ramah, a very sadistic Ramah. Why it's exactly here, I'm not sure. But Rama says the following. Good. If someone tells his friends, take a man and throw it into the ocean, and I'll be chayiv to you. Some say you'll be chayiv, some say you'll be potter. We all know that there's a chiyuv of an orev. If I tell you to lend money to somebody, and I'm going to be shodek, I'll be responsible, havada, there's a chiyuv mitzad arvis. If I tell you, take an item and throw it into the water, throw it into the ocean, lose it, rip it up, rip your own clothing up, and I'll be chayiv, here we already have a machlokes, the 2 days, yeshayim and the chayiv, yeshayim and the potah. What's pshat? Why aren't you chayiv? It should be a davar poshut, it should be chayiv for arvis. Like all arvis, if I tell you to do something, Yehuda told Yaakovina, send Binyamin, he's going to be an arif. You gave your moitzi mom and your moitzi Binyamin apiv, Yehuda became an arif. So too, and that's what arvis has learned down from one of the places. So to here, if I tell you, Zrogman Eliam, why am I not chayiv house arvis? How could you be a machlokes? So this is a Machlekes Rishonim in Kedushin, and if you look in the Rishonim over there, those Rishonim who say that you're going to be Potter, let's say Ran, the Rashba, say the following Lashon. I'm going to try to be Metzate, the Ikka Lashonim of the Rashba, very important Rashba. The Ein Din Arvis, because Arvis is only applicable, Ela B'misha Nosan Leben Zechia Al Diburai. If you give it to somebody else, who's a Bar Zechia, who's a bardas, he could be zoich in the item, and you give it to him, and he receives the item, and he's doing it api diburoi, then he's going to be chayev al tzar arev. Lifisha arev einu mischayev elam pnei zchias haloiva ba'isai hanaa haba'a lo'isa ben zchia. Because arvis is, what's the taich of arvis? What's the chiv of arvis? Arvis is only pnei zchias haloiva. The fact that the loiva receives something because of my dibur, I am if it's as if I received it. I'm like that loiva. But isa hano that the loiva got from this money, that hano is mesiachas to me. That's it. Now it's me. It's as if I got it, and then I'm going to be chayiv. That's how it works with diburi. But if I tell you zreg mon eliyam, no one got it. The ocean got it. So I'm like the ocean. It's nothing. Doesn't work. You have to give it to somebody who's a ben zechia, and I'm like that person. That hano that he got is as if I got that hano, and that's how I'll be chayiv al tarvis. If there's no Kabbalah on it, I mean, every time he gets money, it's automatically have another. The shavis, the value of the thing that he received. If he doesn't receive anything of value in the Hanami. And the Rashba marshals the Yishami says, Tain man lecheresh, give it to a cheresh who's not a barzchia. Let's say you have a brother, Rachman son, who's a cheresh, and you want to be mated to him. So he tells him, do me a favor, send him a box of chocolates, give it to him. Send him a box of chocolates and I'll pay for it. And you give it to my brother and I can tell you, Koltov, I don't know who you are. It's nothing to do with me. There's no arvis for this because he is not a barzachia. So he didn't receive anything api halacha. You can't make a kinyan. So memela, you can't say it as if I receive something. So therefore there's no din of arvis at all. That's the Rashba and Kedushin and of Chesem and Beis. The other Rishonim argue and they say, Avadu b'chai gam nevadu pas, yeah, arvis. Why not? He was mighty mamin al pi. V'hai ano, with that ano that I got, that he listened to me, he was willing to take $100 and throw it into the ocean, v'hai ano that he listened to me, said, I got that ano, so yes, I'm going to be chayiv, because he did it al pi. What's this machlekes? What's the pshat in machlekes?
They don't hold like the Yishalmi? What do they do with the Yishalmi?
I don't know if they have a teretz to the Yishalmi, maybe they hold the Bavli Ogs with the Yishalmi. Some suggested that the Bavli doesn't go with that Yishalmi for other parts of the Bavli, but there's a machlekes Rishonim going on here. Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. It's a major machlekes Rishonim. What is Pshat and Arvis? And the Velt says over that this is the Yisoid had to teach it up. This is the Velt's the beer in the machlekes. In order to create a eschaivis, you have to receive something, and in the consideration of, I'm eschaiv myself back to you. What was the hanal that the Arev received? That would be the goyim that he's mischayev instead of the hano, the chalipin for that hano. What was the hano? Which hano are we looking at? The Rashba holds that the hano is the hano that the loive got. That he was makabel, since it was alpi, it's as if I got it. So the hano is the hano that Yene got. So like the Rashba, if you're going to zreik man eliyam, with no one got hano, the chagavni doesn't pass the whole Musa Gavavis. Meshenkin, the other Rishonim hold that the hano is not what Yene got. The hano was that you did something alpi. You listened to me. I have hano that you listened to me at kedekak to throw $100 out the window, to throw it into the water, to give it to a loiva. That hano that I got because you listened to what I told you, that's the hano that I received that's going to be mechayiv me in exchange. My dinarvis. Means which hano is it? Is hano of the recipient? Is hano that you listen to me? If it's hano of the recipient, when there's no recipient, you're going to be potter. If it's the hano that you listen to me, then even if there's no recipient, who cares? But you listen to me. You threw $100 in the ocean, so I'm going to be chayv. Instead of the hano, I'm going to have to pay you back.
Yeah, but the Rashba isn't only saying that hano, because he has to say, B'nai Zechir.
No, no. It's not just hano. It's the kabbal of that. 100%. You're saying it correct. It's the chiyah that he had. That mominus that he received, that the loiva or the third party received, where mesiach is that hano that he received. That mominus that he received to me. If he's a bar chiyah and he was coin it, it's as if I was coin it. Oh, it's as if I was coin it, and I could be mischayv myself in exchange. If he wasn't coin it, so I can't be coin it. Or you can even say, as if I was koinit. Mamela, there's no din arvis in exchange. It's a major. Now, this beer that the Welt says, it's very geschmack. Only thing is that you look in the Lashonis, the Rashba in a few different places has steeris from this, and the Ritva has steeris. It doesn't exactly stim 100%. But the beer is a beautiful beer, then that's going to be a makloikas. How do we paskin? So Ramovi here just brings down 2 days. Yeshem and Dechai, Yeshem and Dupata. In Ebenezer, the Aruch HaShulchan here points out that in Ebenezer, at the end of Siman Lamed, when the Ramo brings down this halacha, there it's mashma that he's noita that you really mikah din pata, just at the churma, the eshes ish, if I think it was eshes ish, you should be makma, which is how the Rosh brings it down. When the Rosh brings in a makhlaikis, he's noita that you pata, there's no such thing of arvis, unless it's a recipient. But he says that still, royal ahachmir, he's not ready to give up eshes ish. I mean, what was the case of eshes ish? If I tell you, take a mana and throw it into an ocean, veskadesh on your luck, and I'm willing to be mekadeshes to you, and the guy does it, is that considered kesef kedushin or not? Well, if you hold this a din arvis, yes, kesef kedushin. But I know that you might say mom and I'll pee, I'm going to marry you. But if you learn that no, that has to be a recipient for the arvis, so you threw it into the water, I got nothing, Yenna got nothing, no one got anything, so then there's no arvis, and then she's not mukadeshes. So the Rosh, even though mika din, he feels mika alocha, is that there's no din arvis, but for Eshes ish, you should be machme. And that's how the Ramah brings it down over there, Betaris Chumah, you should be machme. But he says, mika adin, we hold your potter. Certainly for Kimli, it's zikha good, but it's grada mika adin is like that anyways. Only Chumah de Eshes ish. Why it's here, I don't know exactly what his thing is here, but it's good that it's here, because you'll see we're going to need it in the next sif. But Stamazoi, what? No. You're going to say, Stamazoi, Yesh Lahagshay, it's really not for now, but we're learning Nazik, and so Mr. Jim, we have to really address it later on when we do Garmi, is, why do we need a new Chiddush HaKro of Arvis? If I tell you, take $100 and give it to him, and I'll pay you back, typically it's our Garmi. If I tell you, do something, take money, and I'll pay you back, and you do it, and you throw the money out, so you are nizik al-p, you listen to me, and you are nizik al-p, I should be chayv al-tzgarmi. You can say, well, why am I chayv al-tzgarmi? You was foolish enough to throw it out. Well, if you look, there are a lot of cases of garmi that when I tell you to do something and you listen to me, there's garmi. For example, I tell you, we're going to have a din Torah. No problem. We're going to go to Bezin HaGadol Yerushalayim to have the din Torah. You fly there, I don't show. It's a no show. So now you wasted 3 days and a plane ticket there and back. So I'm chayif. Allah, because I'm chayif. It's garmi. Ah, you did it. But you did it, RP, because I told you I'm going to meet you there. There's a chuzer kiveg and kuflam medal. If I tell you, ship something, it was payers, ship it to New York. And when it gets to New York, I say, you know, I changed my mind. I don't need it. I don't want to buy it. So I'm chayiv for the tzlayis of the shipping. I told you to do something. You did it RP. I'm going to be chayiv. There's a halacha in Shin Lam Gimel, which we learned. If I tell an woman, make something that's perishable. For example, I'll tell him, make an ice cream cake, pre-freezer days, right? And he makes it. And I say, no, I changed my mind. I don't need it anymore. So now I have to throw it in the garbage. There's nothing to do with it. I'm going to be chayiv. He did it RP. I'm going to be chayiv. You have a sma, I believe it's in maybe some lamaches, something like that. The sma says, if a malva tells a loiva, the loiva comes to a malva, I want to borrow money. Malva says, sure, no problem. She says, I need a shtar alva. So loiva hires a soifa, writes a shtar alva, comes to the malva for the loan, and the malva says, you know what, I changed my mind, I'm not lending you money. So the malva is chayv to the loiva for the course of the legal course of writing up that shtar, because he did it alpi. So you see, a lot of times, you have a kaina v'kaina, if you do something alpi, you're going to be chayv. You say, come maybe shtams from Maradim and Lushukhani, okay, but you have these type of ideas. So here too, if I tell you, go lend him money and I'll pay you back, and you do it, and I want to say, no, I'm not paying you back, he's not paying you back. So l'chayu, maitzi mamin alpi, I would cause you a hezek, so I should be chayv al-tzgarmi. And b'yaisi, it's shver over here. Because all over, okay, Arvis, you have to know what my list, because our grab, you should know. We need a din Arvis for certain cases, for ribbis, for example. If I'll tell you, here's money, I'm lending you $100, instead of paying me back $100, I have a good, nice tzvek, a nice tzedakah, my pet tzedakah, give BMG $110. I'm a good citizen, I'm giving tzedakah, you're giving tzedakah, everything's great, and the guy would just say, Vanessa, ribbis de oiraisa. Why? Because since I told you to give BMG because of this loan, so you're listening to me. So when you pay BMG, it's as if I got the money midin arvis. So it's as if I got $110, I'm over, and you're right, everyone's over, ribbis de araisa. So that lochar is not enough lochar gami. Then you need the din aris as if I received it. Good, but the regular din of aris lochar should be als gami. And beside here, it's fair even more because here yeshem in the pot, which is nigger din aris doesn't work here because there's no bar das. Good, but let it be als gami. I told you, throw $100 in the ocean, I'll pay you back. Don't worry. You throw in the ocean, I changed my mind. I'm not paying you back. Why am I not gami? You mitzi mum and I'll pee. Lochar should be als gami. We're not talking about shlichus v'aveh. I'm talking about als gami. You listen to me, and the reason why you got genizik, you had a hefset, was because of me. So zayin is badatcha, but still, you listen. You're asking good. It's really what you're saying is a negative base. But you said als gami, lochay it has nothing to do because you listen to me and you did al pi lochay should be chayv as gami. And hopefully, when we get to gami, we're going to address this. But what you're saying, hold on to what you thought for a moment. We'll get to sif base. All right, let's start sif base. Truth, I want to be myself one more nakuda. So could I maybe to be myself here? Is if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here, the reason why he says v'yeshayim in the pata, what I told you is v'yeshayim. That you can't be a chiv arvis unless there's a recipient and I fill the shoes of the recipient. He's like me, it's as if I got it. The Aruch HaShulchan over here says, and I'm going to quote, maybe Ailam has a pshat, the Aruch HaShulchan says, over here, the reason why there's no din arvis, like this shita, is because din arvis is enu elu kishiyegia la'eza adam ha'na'a ayidei arvusai. So far, so good. Ava b'chai gavna, that you threw it into the yam, enu elu kemishata boy. I'm fooling you, I'm joking around. And it sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the reason is that since I told you to do something stupid, has no sense, throw it into the yam, that makes no sense, so you fooled yourself, you're crazy. Why did you listen to me to throw the money into the yam for? You shouldn't have listened to me. It's not like I'm a mishata, I'm joking around with you. It's not what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim, actually Rashi Pasuk, says clearly, even if I meant throw it and I will reimburse you, still on pata, because you can't have avarice unless there's a recipient. So I don't know what the Aruch HaShulchan, to say the Aruch HaShulchan is trying to bevorn gami, the Aruch HaShulchan is a bit schwer. But at least the Rishonim is like I told you. So you say the Zegel Machlokes in avarice, do you need a makabel or not? All right, let's do Sif Beis. Ha'im l'chaveri, his own tells his friend, Shavar Kelev Shaploini, go damage Yenim's Kelim. Don't worry about it. I'm not shata pata. I'm telling you, you're going to be pata. If you damage Yanim's Kalim, you're going to be pata. Don't worry about it. Vishavroi, and he listens to me and he damages the Kalim. Hareza chayiv. He's going to be chayiv. Chayitz pachi should be chayiv. And as the Sma points out, if you look in the Sma and hey, b'zeh kulei amma moidim, tafilu amma befeish amanash ata pata. Even he says clearly amanash ata pata. Afilu hachi is chayiv. Avilach is going to be chayiv. Kevin sheyedeya meshaba shushal chaveri. Since the meshaba knows shushal chaveri, if you know that it belongs to Yana, and I tell you it's pata, shkoyach I tell you it's pata. Where is the Torah going to help you? You need Yana to tell you that you're pata. I'm a balim to tell you that Yana that Yana can be mechayiv. I mean, it's not a joke. So, since you know it really belongs to Yana, and I told you, go break, and I told you, I'm not sure about it, it's damn ridiculous, I am not a bailam to part you, it's no mechila, haray zechayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Now, it's meduik in the sma, the reason why over here you're going to be chayiv, is kivin sheyedeya ha-meshaber, since the meshaber knows, shusha chaver, you know that it really belongs to Yana, so the fact that I tell you, amanash atapata, doesn't work, you know it really belongs to Yana, so my tour can't work on Yanin's money. But vice versa, what would be in the case you didn't know, you thought it was mine, I go over to you and say, you know, do me a favor, break this tape recorder. And you go ahead and you break it. I'm nasha tapata, you're going to be pata, don't worry about it. And it turns out the tape recorder belongs to somebody else. What's going to be the halacha then? Vice versa in the sma, then b'chagavani, you're not going to be chayiv. Then you're going to be pata. Shaila is why. So the Minchas Peter makes this dik in the sma, and he says, the reason why you're going to be pata is because b'chagavani, you're a ninus. If you thought that you had a patur to break this tape recorder because you thought I was the bailam, and I told you, go break, because then I break, you're going to be pata. And you went in and break it. Now it finds out someone else. How could Yana be mechayiv? You nebuch, you're an innocent. You're an innocent. You thought that you had the right. You thought you're going to have a patur. So, b'chayi gavna, you're going to be pata out's oinis.
It's the same thing. You tell me to break Yana's thing, but I think that you're taking care of the price. You tell me to break because you're
going to
pay for it.
Oh, one second. That's a task. One second. Hold off. But at least in this case, the reason why you'd be pata if I thought it was your tape record when you told me to break it is because I'm an oinis. And The Menkas Pitan says Shavrisa, the Menkas that the Machan Ephraim says as well. Machan Ephraim is on this Gemara, and he says also he says the Bechai Gavna Nira is that the Machan Ephraim you're going to be a potter. He says I have a beautiful ride that you're going to be a potter. The Gemara says that if somebody borrowed a parah and he died, it was a parah sheula and he died, and the Yisraelim thought that this was part of the inheritance, and they shechted the parah and they ate it. They had a good day with this parah. The Gemara says you can't be Mechayev the Yosher Matz Mazik. Gemara says you can mechayiv matz tahanod, may basa bazoil, only to pay 2/3, but you're not chayiv at shmira because the chiyuvei she'ela don't go be yerusha, the yerushim don't be turned into shayim. And fractoises, but what happened to mazik? Why aren't you chayiv at mazik? So what, this is one of the rights that Toises has, that even though adamud loylam, even for nines, but not for nines gama. They said this is a nines gama. No, but the poor Yerushim, they thought it was theirs. They thought that they inherited. So they're not going to be chayiv. This is one of the rights of Tosis. So you see that when you think something is yours, when you rightfully think something is yours, and you mazik it, that's considered nines yabata. So to Machan Ephraim, so do we. If you think it belongs to Yana, and Yana gave you rishus to be mazik it to pata, you're going to be pata. So you pata also nines. So you have a Machan Ephraim, a Menkas Pitim, and a deacon as well. Well, the Bechai Gavna, you're going to be pata because you're nines.
That person said
this time. Oh, Zakhtamach Nevraim, very good, Zakhtamach Nevraim. But I hold that the mitzvah, Bechai Gamna, is going to be chayiv. Even though you're going to see in this halakh over here, it's not like that. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch Vayit, and you'll see. Yen is going to be chayiv, because I have no right to pati in Yen's money. Even though the person who damages chayiv l'shalem, this person who instructed him to damage, shutfoy ba'oven, he's a shutif, he's party, he's a partner to the avera, v'rashahu, Zok to Mechaber, why? For two reasons. First of all, Hichshel Ive, because this person never thought that he's having a field day. He thought that he's going to be potter. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. So you fooled him, and now you caused him to have a chiv. So Hichshel Ive. V'chizek yad yudei oivre vein. You also mechazek, you mesayel l'dvar v'vei. You mesayel for the v'vei of mazik, of damaging yena. But vice is in the Mechaber, but this mitzav is going to be potter. Because Hagi Mechad the Metzavi, he didn't break it, Enshelik Ledvar Avera, like you said, right? So you're going to Zicha be Pata. But in this case, I tell you, go break it, and you think it's mine, and I tell you to break it, and you innocently break it. After they cast it, you're Pata, you're a Ninus, you're going to be a Pata.
Because you know what that guy's doing? He's a recorder? He's doing this and this and this. It's Mamash and Avera. It's a mistake to get rid of the tape.
Okay, and it can happen. You can commercialize. I'm not denying that you can commercialize a tzir where there is no baldash, but you definitely have to be moider that many tzirim have baldashes, and yet the rishonim says reg money lam. The normal case reg money lam is going to be chayiv like those rishonim al tavis, even though there's baldashes. So you see that having an aver involved doesn't prevent avis. So though here, even though there's an aver involved, they shouldn't prevent avis. So the avis should kick in. If not for this new sort of Imre Bina, that will play itself out. All right, let's start Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel and Dalit is a whole new Indian about Raidis. Sif Gimel is a very geschmacky Indian. The challenge of Sif Gimel is that on the page is command nothing, even in the Rishonim is command nothing, but the sugya is so, it's rachem min hayam, so many cases and variables and lomdus and halacha, and it's very geshmak inyan, and it's all over the place. It's tshuvis, beit, all over, nesivis and ktsayis, and all over the place. And I hope to try to do a proper job in collecting them and being mitzad of them, but let's start. What would you say, and what Sif Gimel was talking about, I'll give you kama v'kama examples. What would you say? Hatzalah is on a Hatzalah call, and they go to a guy, Nebuch. The guy needs some type of procedure done to him, so they have to rip his clothing to be able to perform the procedure. So they rip open, they heal him, they save his life. When he gets better, he sends a taller bill. He was wearing a Armani suit, and he was wearing a nice shirt, and a tzitzit, and undershirt. That's it. The bill is $5,000, whatever it is. He's going to send him a bill for his clothing. Does he have a right to send him a bill? Or better yet, okay, that might be an extreme. People, hopefully, are not so luxurious, but there's a toll call, and while they're driving, they get into an accident. They got into an accident. Are they responsible for the hezek that they caused when they got into an accident? The siren was on, but they were speeding, and they got it. Or sometimes you have, this has happened, that they speed into the driveway of the choyla,
and they don't stop short in time, and they crash into the chayli's car, into the chayli's garage door, you know, while they're parking their car. So could the chayla be mechayiv them for the hezek that hasala caused? They caused them a damage. Firefighters, right? The chayas. But the chayas, right? So they go, they come, they're trying to say something. They smash windows, smash walls, flood the whole place. If you're in an apartment building, they'll make sure that every single apartment gets wet. Not just this apartment. This apartment, the fire was long out. They'll flood the whole building. What? Yeah, whatever it is, not a problem. Right? So now, so if they're doing it, l'shem, it's all good. So let's assume that they are done. Like, of course, yeah, they're not just trying to get some exercise and send us some steam, but let's say that's right. But the mice is really apartment A was under sakana, and let's say to get to apartment A they had to break window of apartment B to get there, so it was on the way, so it's an entrance. But why apartment B shuldik? Let's say he was out of the range of damage. Why is he shuldik that the firefighters have to damage his apartment to get to apartment A? At the end, he should be able to send the bill maybe to Atzala, maybe to send, or to the firefighters, maybe he should send the bill to apartment A. But is there going to be a chiyuv here or not? And does it make a difference if the person left by Atzala call was a chayli sheyesh bei sakana, a chayli sheyesh bei sakana, code 1, code 2? Does it make a difference? Does it make a difference if they're trying to save a building that all the people are already out of the building, or the people never trapped in the building and now there's sakana safash is involved? You have cases upon cases in tshuvas. You could have a case where a guy borrowed a weapon, or even a fire. A guy borrowed a fire extinguisher to put out a fire. He put out this fire, or he's trying to put out the fire, but the fire extinguisher, so let's say, broke. Is it going to be chayef for break? Well, that's, you know, it's going to be used. But let's say he borrows an axe. He borrows an axe, and while he's chopping and breaking windows, this hatchet, he breaks the hatchet. He's going to be chayv on the hatchet that he borrowed. He borrows his chavrus's car to be able to respond to a tzolah call, and he gets into an accident. So now he has a nizik to contend with, and he also has the mashal to contend with, because the guy he borrowed the car from. A guy borrows money to do pidyon shvuyim during the war. He borrowed skumrat. After the war, he says, look, I borrowed the money, it's true, but you knew I was borrowing it for pidyon shvuyim. So that's it, I want to be partner, because it was sakonis nefoshes involved, I should be partner. The chayna, you have a lot of these examples amongst tshuvas, and I hope to get to it. It's going to have to go, you know, slowly. We're not going to be able to cover it the whole night tonight for sure. Now we hope to get to just the basic yisaidus, and next week we'll be at the shem, we'll be mashlam with more and more tshuvas, very geshmak and yonim. But let's start and let's see how it goes. Siv gimel, raidif shohayah raidif, acha kaveri lohagay. Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him. Oy acha achas mearayis lo'ainza. Who he's going to do znus. Vishava Kalim, and he breaks Kalim. This Raidif in his zeal to kill the person, or to have a taiva sarayis, he's running and he doesn't see and he crashes or he breaks Kalim on his way. What's the halacha? Zok the Machaber. Bein shel nirdif. Whether these Kalim belong to the nirdif, to the victim himself, Bain shall call them, or whether it's someone else's kalim that he destroys en route to pursue to do this act, Pata, he's going to be Pata. Why is he Pata? Shazayu mischayev benafshay, he's mischayev benafshay. Mischayev misa. Shekeven sharadav, since he's running after the person, hiter atma lemisa, he's chayev misa, velachayim patam atashlumen, therefore he's patam atashlumen. Everyone knows, we learned in yeshiva, kimle bederabim minei, if you go and you're going to do something that the act is Chiv Misa, so you can't make Chayiv Misa and Mammon at the same time. Since his act is a Chiv Misa, he won't be responsible for the Kalim involved. Zok Tesma, why over here is he Chayiv? Zok Tesma, look in Sivkot and Zayin. Loshen Ator, Bein Chayiv decreases, or the Znus he's doing is Chayiv decreases, Bein Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, or Acha Zocha, L'Rabbi, V'chulu, all these cases, you can have this Ptur. V'Ratzoloima, Apopi, the Chayiv decreases. Ein al haroidev chiv mitzvah bezin, even though he's not chayev a mitzvah bezin, it's only chiv bedinei shemayim, it's chiv karev. Mekom mokom pata shvius a kevin, a kelim kevin de kimle bede rabbim inay she mischayev benafshe bedinei shemayim, because he's chayev benafshe chotch bedinei shemayim, he's chayev karev. That's enough to have a kimle bede rabbim inay. And that helps us much. So here the pshat is going to be kimle bede rabbim inay, either because he has a is the tzicha, which is chiv misa b'dei adam, or it's a rice, even if the rice he's doing is a chomni chiv karet, gonna have a p'tur kim lei b'dabim nei. Why does she have to be Leinsa? Let her be. What? See, over there it says that if it's Betonia, now let her kill. The Gemara says he's right. The Gemara says over there that if she's masking to it, even if she's masking out of fear, the Gemara says you don't have the schiv of Roidus here. You don't have the schiv Misa. So the Lecher should have to be Dafka Bainta. You're correct. If you look in the Shach and Siv Cotton Bays, the Shach, after he quotes this man, that the reason why you put over here is because even though you have, don't have a chiv b'din Adam, you have a chiv b'din Shemayim, a misa b'din Shemayim, Dr. Akan Loshin Smah, Dr. Shach, a few lines in, B'chol Zeh Temur, and it's not a Pella. The Sugyin Da'alma is La'fukim Medem Nechuni Ben Akona. Who holds that it's accumulated dominated by Chiv Karis? That's a Rechuni Ben Akona, and Le'el Munayas is a Rechuni Ben Akona Shita. We don't pass a Rechuni Ben Akona. But La'min accumulated dominated, Elo B'chayvi Mitzvah Bezin. So who cares the person who's Chayiv Karis over here? He's doing a Snus of Karis. You're not going to have a accumulated dominated. And he skip a couple lines. Void. The feeling of Nechun Yomoy the Hacha the Maiden the Radav Chay B'Tashlumet. Now what have a Kim Leid Ramne? You have to be, but at the same time you're doing the Misa, then you have a Ptur Mamen. But if you do Mamen first and then you have a Chayiv Misa, Avada Gnim B'Chayiv. Well, the Chayiv Misa over here is only when you do this Nus. The Mamen that you broke was en route to do this Nus. It's before you did this Nus. So even if Nechun Yomoy Akala would be Moid over here that you're going to be Chayiv, you wouldn't have the Ptur of Karis of Kim Leid Ramne. Dr. Shach, Elo, what's Chad? Elo, Dr. Shach, a couple lines, Elo, Dovah Poshis, the Hacha Haino Taima, the reason why you're part over here, where's the Chiv Misa, the Mischaiv Harigo, Sherashus Lan Yadofim, the Hogoy Latzal Asmon Benatre. Because this person has a lock of a Roidit. And the din is that you have a Roidit, everyone is Ba, Lashkum, the Hogoy, you have to kill the guy as soon as possible, not just the Nidus, everyone has to go and try to prevent the Roidit from committing his act. Even if it's only Raidif for Arayis, the Gemara says, there is a Chiv Raidif and it's Chayiv Misa. So yes, the Chiv Misa is not Bedini Odom of a Bezin, but it's Bedini Odom of the Ganze Welt. Everyone who's there is supposed to kill this person before he commits this act. But since every second that he's running to commit this act, he is Chayiv Misa, he is vulnerable to be killed, so he has a Chiv Misa, it's Kimo Yidramene, so he doesn't have a Chiv Domen, and it's Pashas.
He has Din
Vayis
because it's a Chiv
Krisis. It's not because it's Din, that's why he has Din Vayis. You see, all the Chiv Krisis don't have Din Vayis. The Gemara says, not by Arayis and Retzichas. The Gzeres HaKosas, that these things have a Din Vayis. If Shabbos, Yom Kippur, the Gemara discusses, most of it's Makhlek, it's annoying, but we don't bother that. So it's not every, it's not after Karis. It's not after Karis, it's because every second he's about to be killed.
It's not,
we might discuss it. My colleague's the name of it, but right. I'm just saying that you see that it's not. The Egalaji has me about Lachay. That there is a Gedul Shmuel who wants to suggest that Lachay, that's not going to make a difference. Even if you could have killed him, Be'akmei Avarav. Oh no, if he. Sorry. In this case, you're right. In the first case, in the safe, it's not like that. In the first case, if he's going and he could be Lachay Be'akmei Avarav and he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa, then in the command, Be'akmei Gavna. Then he'd be Chayiv Mamon. It's all Shiloh, God amongst the Achlenim. But Pashas, that's what Pashas in the Gemara, that even that Bechai Gavno, he would have a Chiv. It's only because he couldn't be Matalim and he can have a dinner right there. So that's itself as a major Makwekis. Alright. So now, so Dr. Shach, the reason why you're part over here, because you have a Chiv Misa, you have a cumulative Drabine going on here. Continues the Machabah. So this is the case with the Roidif damage. Now let's go to the next half. Viman Nirdif, if the victim was Shavar Kalim, he's trying to run away. And while he's running away, he was broke Kalim. If he broke the Kalim Shol Raidif, then he's going to be Pata. Then he'll be Pata. Shulayyeh Mamoinei Chomem Igrufai. Madoch, the Nidif, has a right to kill the Raidif to prevent himself from being killed, to save himself. Certainly has a right to damage the Raidif's Kalim to save himself. Sakavachayma. So he has a ptur. This ptur that he has a right to be matzo by killing him, has a right to break his kalim as well. On this, the Gedul Shmuel says that if it was Yochalato Bechmi Avarov, he would be chayv on the kalim. And on this, I think he's not right. I don't think he's correct, is because in Lomdus, it's a kavachayma. Madok, you see, when something is chomamoid of redifa, that for the cause of atzala, you have a right to kill the person. Certainly, the cause of atzala gives you a right to break his kalim. Now, Granda, to kill him, you wouldn't have a right because he could do it in a better way. He could be mamayit and only cut off an arm. So So you don't have the right as akedekak. But the redifa is a bar chiyuva of killing. You have a right to kill to be matzah from a sakana. So if I have a choice to cut off an arm or to break his kelim, l'chayi sh'ab to break his kelim before cutting off his arm. So l'chayi should still have the p'tur. The word is that you see, to hatzalah gives you a right to break kelim. So even though grad in this hatzalah, the person grad wasn't going to be killed because you could cut off his arm and save yourself, good, but he's still threatening you with misa. You still have a right of hatzalah to break his kelim to save yourself. And if you have a choice, you could save yourself with kelim or with cutting off his arm, because you should have to save yourself with kelim. This is a mature malakha zuru. I don't want to go into it now. Of course, you're running away. The kelim's in your way. If the kelim, if you had to stop before the kelim, the raider will catch up to you. So the kelim is helping you escape. It's en route. You're trying to escape. These kelim, by breaking them, will help the escape. So that's how you're going to save yourself, by running away. That's the escape. The escape is not killing him. The escape is running away. So you, these kelim, the damage of kelim, helps you run away.
But what's the problem with Hanat and that?
Really, he's trying to kill you. So that gives you a right to do whatever you can, whether killing him or damaging his money, to save yourself. Grabbing here, you can't kill him because you could. But not in this case, in a cloud. You see that the Torah allows even killing the person, Fatsala. Certainly the Torah is going to allow breaking his money to save himself. So you see, Atzala is Machayev breaking his camera.
Now,
how is he going to say? Because he'll be able to escape.
But
his kelim are in my way. Let's say I'm in his chata, right? Or rocket his car, shoot his tires, and let him. Whatever it is. Sorry.
Is it the tour even stand breaking kelim?
No. It's you're doing it to be mad at yourself. To stand by Moshe, it's a whole shal. I'd rather whatever. It's not for now. Pashas is you're trying to save yourself, and al tzatzolah shalim and money chamem migufa, you have a right. Pashas only tzatzolah. It's a shayla. I'd rather not get into it. I'm trying to avoid that shayla. Okay. Sorry? I don't belong to them. It belongs to him. If it belongs to somebody else, that's going to be the next line. But the vow, you have a right to break, to save yourself. It gives you a right to kill him or break his kelim. Vimhoyu shall other macher. But if the nitzel, while he was trying to escape, what he ended up doing is breaking a third party's kelim. He was chasing away with his car and he smashed into a third party. He smashed into the city's rail, whatever it is. The chay gamer is going to be chayiv. Why? Shamatul atzmi b'momin chaver is chayiv. If someone saves himself, the mamun chayver is going to be chayiv. And this is the Gemara. David HaMelech sent a shayla. Gemara in Hakonis. David HaMelech sent a shayla. He wanted to know, there was Plishtim hiding in the Gaddish, and he wanted to burn down the Gaddish and kill the Plishtim. Does he have a right to do it? But the Gaddish belonged to a different Yid. Does he have that right? And the Gemara says, no, he's trying to save him. He's trying to save Gan Kla Yisrael. He has no right to save Kla Yisrael by burning down the person's Gaddishim unless he's willing to pay. Because just because it's sakonis and fascist involved doesn't give you a heter to break it down. Doesn't give you a tour to break Kelim's Kelim. If you want to do it, I'm not so shalim, then you're allowed to do it. But doesn't give you a tour to break his Kelim. So to hear, what is the mitzvah doing? He's trying to escape. He's trying to save himself. So he's takas sakonis and fascist, but that doesn't give him a tour to break someone else's Kelim. That's why I'm a kamon to mention and test Siv Dalet. So on this part, we should really go back. We had a shach, and it's kedai to revisit the shach. If you look before, the shach is in Shin Ayin Ches Siv Beis, Siv Katan Beis. In Siv Aleph, we said, the Ramah brings down Shitas HaTaisis, that Odomud Lo'ilam is not Lo'ilam. You think Odomud Lo'ilam, but it's really not Lo'ilam. It's only for an Oynis Kein Aveina. For Oynis Gomor, or even an Oynis Kein Gneva, as Matlek Vishen and Pashkel Vipaskin, even Oynis Kein Gneva, you're going to be Potter. You're only Chayav for Oynis Kein Aveina. What's the reason why you're Potter? So the Rishonim say, I mean, in Tratton Taisis, we had a Taisis to know that you're Potter. So the Rishonim over there in Baba Kama, there's a Taisis of Talmud Rabbeinu and Talmud Rabbeinu Elazar, there's a Muk Yosef over there, there's a Talmud Rashba Varosh, it's even Mashal maybe a shtick on a Taisis over there, Chav Chesem Mebezim Baba Kama, but Taisis, the Rishonim say the reason is, because it's a Gzeis HaKosu V'Lanayra Leitzasa Dovah. There's a Ptur Oynis in Kol HaTera Kula. Just like there's a Ptur Oynis V'Lanayra Leitzasa Dovah, that she was Mezana, because she was Nansa, she was an Oynis, So to a mazik, who's mazik, b'li yedi, is walking and he didn't realize and he bumped into something, and he's not at fault for breaking the item, he's going to be pata oinus. So the case we had, he yarshin the para and he shechted it, he's going to be pata because he was an oinus. An oinus rakhmana patre. So too, he'll be going to be an oinus rakhmana patre. Zakti shak and siv cotton days, you should know this that it says, that if you're an oinus, you're going to be pata. Zakti shak is dafko within shinayin chesiv cotton days, dafka kishahizik b'loy miskavin. If you're mazik without kavona, that type of oinus, not having kavona, you're going to be pata. Avo misha mazik b'miskaven, someone who does a hezik b'miskaven, afilu oinus goma, even if he's an oinus goma, he has to, it's a kohen sefashis, he's going to be chayiv. What's his raya? K'moy nir dav shishov esakelem bayos and shin peis bayos and siv gimel. You see over here, the nir is trying to save his life. He breaks kelim of a friend of a third party, he's going to be chayv on the kelim. You don't have the ptur oinus. Ptur oinus is only if you break b'li miskaven. But if you break b'li miskaven, you know you're breaking it. You're running away. You know you need to escape. You know you're going to be reckless and going to damage things. But you need to do it because you're an oinus of sakonis nefoshes. Tough luck. You're going to be chayv.
Does he have the term of rishus?
Of Shnei Bishus, of like Bishus, yeah, that he does. That is a Chudushan Jeshem, there's a Chashurkun. That is considered Rishus, but if he breaks, we discuss, even Shnei Bishus is only part on Husku, but Nazik, you're going to be Chayef. So to here, Bukhari, you're going to be Chayef, that's how we pass it, not like the Rambam. So good. So it's going to come out over here that the Shach is Mechalik, that if it's a Belim Eskav in your Pata, but if you know what you're doing and you're forced to do it, you're Nainis, you need to do it, then you're going to be Chayef. What's the Chilik? So now, here's the kasha. How you the p'tur is learned out from v'lanar le'sas adavu. I mean, v'lanar le'sas adavu l'chiri is a p'tur in all aveiros, even if you do m'miskaven. When she's mensa, she doesn't know that she's having znus. She knows she's having znus. Avu b'kein v'lanar le'sas adavu. She's an oinus. She was forced to be nenes. Not only forced because she was physically forced to do it. She was threatened. She was sakonis nefashet. If she doesn't have znus, she's going to be killed. She made a decision, choice of killing or having znus. She chose to have znus. That was her choice. She went to the miskaven, she had znus, and nevertheless, you have the p'tur nitzav and the nara l'sas adava. And that's b'chol ha'teir kula. Whenever someone threatens to be killed or to do an avera, unless you have a chilul Hashem involved, you're supposed to be over the avera and not be killed. Why? And you have the p'tur of the nara l'sas adava. You have a chaybem, but you have the p'tur of the nara l'sas adava. Also, you have the p'tur oinus. So why are we here all of a sudden by mazik, which is learned out of the nara l'sas adava, all of a sudden there for miskaven, it works, if you believe miskaven, but if you know what you're doing and you have an oinus, you're going to be chayv. What's the chilek? This is a $1 million question. So there are a number of terutim said to this kasha. We really don't have the time, and I'll be honest with you, the terutim are a bit creative and a bit not simple. I'm going to share with you one Yisaitis HaKateret, which is Amis HaTeret, and the Or Gadol said this teret. The Or Gadol says, you can look it up, anyone wants to look, it's in Siman Aleph, it's in Daf Kofa Min Aleph of Yisaita. It's long truvis, you have to know the Daf. But over there he said that when do you have the Pesuv Elanai Leitzas Adova, even by Averis, is if the oinus was to do the avera. I go over to a person, Reuven is threatened. Be mezana or be killed. Be mechalo shambis or be killed. Do an avera or be killed. Yeah, v'chai gavna, you have a p'tur of l'nai l'sas adavon, because the oinus was on that avera. Or, we're going to learn Yetzchem later on by Moisa, if Reuven has Shimon's money and he's being threatened on that money, give me Shimon's money or I'll kill you. He can give Shimon's money and he's not going to be chayv. You don't have the chiyuv b'dia of ma'asal atzmoi b'mom and chaver. You have a p'tur, you're an oinus, you're threatened, sakonis nefashes. So what's over chiluk? But what happens if a slightly different case? You go over to a person, I'm going to kill you. Period. There's no ifs and buts, there's no tonight. Period. I'm going to kill you. So she was threatened to be killed. She on her own right schemed a plan. You know, if I have znus with the guy, maybe he won't kill me. And she had znus with him. And it worked, and she wasn't killed. What's halacha then? And then she doesn't have p'tur oinus. Because the oinus wasn't on the znus. The oinus was to be killed. She decided to bring znus in to be able to save herself. So that's something else. The oinus was not on the znus. So b'chai gamda, yes. So avadi have b'chai bem, whatever it is, or if, not by arayis, but the other thing. But you don't have the p'tur of oinus. Lamosh. The Beis Shmuel brings down, and Ebenezer, the Beis Shmuel Paskins, he brings down from the Marik. It's in Kufayin Ches, of Kotandali, brings from the Marik. mamish this halacha that if someone tries to save somebody or saves other people by having znus, but that wasn't the threat. The threat was just to be killed, and they opted to have znus to save. They're going to be asa labayla, because this is considered ritzoin. Rotson is not considered nana. And the ra'ilud of Esther Malka. Esther was saving Gans Kaisel. Hashem, she did save Gans Kaisel. And Avil Pekin, she was a Sula Baila, the Gemara says. Aye, she was saving Sakonis of Fashis. Sakonis and Yisrael. Never tough luck. She wasn't threatened to be killed with Avnos. She was threatened to be killed. She opted to have Avnos to save Kaisel. Because Gamno, you're not going to have this Ptura of Oinim. So to hear. If you're threatened to give that money, or you're Stambolimus Gamno, you'll have a Ptura of Oinim. But over here, the person's not being threatened. Break the kelim, don't break the kelim, I'll kill you. The relative is if the guy is going to kill the guy, period. There's no tsunayim. No, but the guy opted, he made a decision. If I break someone else's kelim, I'll be able to save my life. Very good. It was a good choice. But you should know, there's going to be a price to that. You're going to have a chiv. There's no ptur of oinus anymore. Because you if you were nenas, you were forced that I'll kill you if you don't break any kelim, you broke any kelim. You have a ptur of oinus. But that wasn't the case. The case was he was trying to kill him. And he opted, instead of being killed, he opted to break someone's kelim to escape. But chaykam, you don't have to, and you're going to be chayyim. That's what goes on. Rather, the flaw said the same thing. The flaw in Ksuba, the Nenu Kavava Mebeis, says, Mamish, the same chilek, and that's Prat. That's the chilek in the Shach. And it's a Dava Parshid. The other two, some, like I said, but this is a Dava Muskin, this is a La halacha. That's a chilek. And that's why over here, you consider Masa Atzma Mamachev, and you're going to be chayyim. You have maybe a heter to do it. But you're going to still be chayiv. I once mentioned, you know, it's not la halacha, there's a tesef that brings down Rabbeinu Remeya. Remeya Shita Grada is, you know, passing like that, but the Remeya Shita is that we know Gila Rai Shigazon Avedezara is not Nitkum and Pnei Pekuach Nefesh. But Remeya Shita is even Momin, even Nezek and Gzela of someone else is not a heta to, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. So let Remeya Nechanami, maybe he should let himself be killed. But we don't pass them like that. It's something we want to try to say we do. But we passionately don't pass them like that. We don't pass them like that. So Vadi, you'll have a reshus to do it, but you're going to have to do it with a price to pay. You don't have a ptura vaynus. Okay, we're going to stop here. The end of the mechaber is what we want in terms of all our cases of Hatzalah. And we're going to believe that we'll go into more bariches next week. Akutavah.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.